kick your feet up. Tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, gentle show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
All right, hello there, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for Tuesday, November 18th. November 18th, a day which will live in infamy.
Infamy, I'm telling ya.
With me, as always, is my love, my mean squeeze, the girl downstairs. It's Elquin Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
How's it going, Elquin?
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah? Doing yes, all right, are you?
I have my pixie on a string. Is it on a string or a stick?
On a stick?
No, it's on a string.
Are you sure about that?
Well, it kind of looks like a stick because it's, well, I guess if you tied a string to a pixie and then tied it to your shoulder, it would be flying above you anyway, but yeah, it's cool.
Hey, you see who's in the chat channel?
Hey, it's, is that Brass?
It's Brass.
Yay.
Oh, Brass! Brass is in the chat channel. Oh, let me straighten up my hair and my beard.
Dwarf, you're on radio. No one can see you. I don't care!
Oh, God, dwarf.
Hey, Brass, how you doing, Tots? Ha-ha!
All right, that's enough of that. Put him in the box. Oh, no! Help! Help! All right. That's enough of that. Let me see here.
The shadow...
Wait a minute. Do this right here.
You better do it right.
The Shadow Odyssey.
Is upon us.
It's here.
It's here.
It's happening now.
Are you excited?
I don't know. I haven't been over there yet.
What kind of a field reporter are you? You're supposed to be out there.
I'm not.
Let me see here. Of course, with Shadow Odyssey comes our prizes for sticking out EverQuest. Let's see here. Claim. I have a special loot card available. Wow. But I have to enter the Legends of Norrath to claim it.
So?
Okay, I suppose I can try that. Let's see here. Veteran 5-year award, one per character. I can get the pixie on a string. So I can get one of each of these, is that it?
You get a pixie on a string.
The firework.
You get the firework.
And then 3 of the following.
Draft of the Sage.
And Draft of the Expert.
Expert. Mm-hmm. And then you also get Orb of Concentrated Memories. And what it does is it's, if I remember right, it resets your vitality. You can use it once every 7 days.
I see.
So it's a nice item for a newer character that you've just started. Usually they start out with little or no vitality. Mm. So you give him one of that and let him use it, and woof, he's ready to go.
All right. Okay, so let's see here. The firework, it has unlimited charges. Let's take a look and see what this looks like here. It's supposed to look like 5 missiles going off or something like that.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm in my house.
So?
Well, it may go up too high for me to see it because I just have a little in-room. So I'm going to leave my house and go outside and take a look.
Oh, my God. Zoning is, like, taking forever, and I'm not even
over by... Well, I guess it depends on what zone you're zoning into.
I'm not anywhere near the new stuff.
Well, then I have to blame Delmon. If I'm not mistaken, they changed some of the graphics in the city. I don't remember these doors being, like, black. Or almost
black. Who knows? Who knows what new and unusual changes there is about?
I'll check out the socials here. I was informed that the social... They got, like, new social icons. So let's see here.
It would be nice if they had new socials.
Yeah, it looks like there are some new choices there. A lot of the same ones, though.
I'm not seeing any different, but then I'm looking at your through your UI, too, so maybe...
No, I have... I don't have any of the... Actually, it looks like the only... It looks to me like the only new icon through the macros is one that says EQ2, and it's blue.
Yeah.
And that's all I can see.
Duffalo, you're faded? You're faded?
No, right? I'm pulled away from the mic a little bit.
They freak out when you do that.
Don't worry. I'm still here. Matter of fact, I will turn up my volume even more. There we go. All right, so let's see here. So later on, after our first music break, we will have... Well, I know her as a different name, but she wants to be called something else. Let me see here. We will have Joey. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Joey DeVerver. Joey DeVerver. that's what? V-I-V-R-E. DeVerver. But anyway, event officer from the Jagged Pine Defenders of the Gux server is a little 74 Templar, and also does guildcloaks.com. And we'll be talking about how she makes your guild cloak, you know, with your own guild patterns and logo and stuff on a cloak in real life. I want one.
I could see you sporting one.
I could. All right, so let's check out this firework here, now that I'm outside. You know, it's just, I didn't want to blow up the people on top of me, all right?
I just think you didn't want to set fire to your little house.
Well, looks like there are four little missiles that go off, actually. But it does look very cool. Yeah, four little missiles, and they look like real fireworks, and I like it. It's very cool. What's this other thing here? The orb of concentrated memories applies concentrated memories when activated. Now, what was that again? That was for the vitality?
Refreshes your vitality bar, which gives you a bonus to your XP.
Unlimited charges, too. That's good.
Yes, it could be used once every 7 days.
Okay. And where the heck's my pixie? Oh, must have gotten scribed. Probably got scribed.
No. Look for a little blue glowy thing in your thing.
Oh, there it is.
Right. It looks like one of those little fluffy things you get from your healer to revive them with. That's what it looked like to me.
Hmm.
I think there's feathers, and then there's these little glue, blue glowy things, and that's what it looks like.
You know what I look like right now?
I don't know.
I look like freaking Peter Pan.
If you're a little pixie on a string.
I'm an elf. I got a, I'm an elf and I have a pixie following behind me. I look like frickin' Peter Pan. Alright, we're gonna say goodbye to Little Miss Pixie here.
What? You're mean.
I didn't kill her. I set her free. So fly, be free, little one. And she was all like, I don't know what to do out there in the big wide world. And I told her to go find the biggest, ugliest troll you can find and say, hi, my name's Cheeseburger. No, I didn't do that. All right. Drafted the scenes and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And of course, we got this nice little map window. I like it. I like the new map window. It's the new map window. I'm liking it. Are you liking it?
Yes. Although I had to pop in and out a few times to get it right.
Yes, if anyone's using the EQ2 maps custom map thingy, EQ2 Maps, you have to go and download the new one.
And get rid of the old one.
You have to get rid of the old one, otherwise it simply won't work. It won't work, I'm telling you. It'd be like Delmon, just not working. But hey, what do I know?
You know lots of things.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know one thing that I do know?
Mm-hmm.
I do know that it is on the Antonia Vale server, Cade. K-A-D-E. Cade's birthday. So, of course, we're going to get a little visit from the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So, happy birthday to Cade. Many happy returns. And all that good stuff.
I know Spindle was like real hot to spank him with a whip.
Oh, earlier. Really?
Yeah, he was like really getting into it. I'm really wondering about that Rotonga.
Spindle, that's really
of course,
weird.
Is the leader of the Vagabond Knights.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wonder. I don't know.
Very interesting. So what else is going on this week? We have the Shadow Odyssey, the flying ships are in use. So where do they go? They go from Sinking Sands to where? The new zone?
Yeah, but I haven't been there.
All right, well, I'm heading over to the... Oh, here's somebody with one of those new bears. Let's see here. I don't know about that. So let me get this straight. The only way to get that big bear mount thing was to pre-order from a store?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No other way to get it?
No.
Mm-hmm. I see how they are.
I told you that before.
Did you
see Jethel riding one of those, though?
No, absolutely not. But I happen to agree with Skyheart. It's not a bear. It's a really ugly wart.
I don't think it should have came with the armor. It's supposed to, like, be totally kick-ass and real fast, but I don't know.
I don't know.
We got other things.
I think I'm crashing out here, actually. Nope. Okay. It just took me a long time to zone into the harbor.
I told you.
Oh, so I got into the harbor. You know how the scene kind of fades in? I got stuck in mid-fade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, wait, I think I'm crashing.
No, zoning anywhere right now seems to be, you get to a point where you almost think you're going to be stuck, and then all of a sudden it starts up again and you zone through finally. I don't know.
Alright, well, let's see here. On the dock we have Rosalina Goodfellow, steward of Antonia Vale, and apparently she has a new quest for me.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know.
Let's see here. Waiting. What is this here? The Shadow Odyssey, a prologue missive from the Queen. I will accept it. I have been called to talk to Antonia Vale. Well, well, well. I should travel to
really?
North. I should travel to North Kinos and enter the castle. I get to go in the castle now. I'm running back to North Kinos.
I want to do that.
Well, go to the harbor, see the halfling on the docks. And you can go into the castle and talk to Queen Antonia. I'm going to check this out.
Well, you go check that out. I got to make... Ooh.
And I'll do it live! right here on the Jethel Silverwing Show.
I'm looking at some of the new cloth armor in the broadcloth vest. Rather nice.
Why don't you link that in the channel so we can check that out?
I can't.
You can't?
I haven't made one. I'm looking at it in my recipes.
You can inspect it in your recipe book. And then do the little click link thing when you click the icon. Katrina is warning me not to smack Antonia Bale on the ass. I just might.
You should film it.
Yeah. No, apparently they have changed the look of some of the armors around here. I know the sleeves that I used to wear were just, you know, with my black outfit, used to just be black cuffs, you know, just like wristbands. And now they're a monk-like looking thing. I have like hand wraps and bands around my shoulders. Let's take a look at that pristine broadcloth. Oh, that is nice. I like that. I gotta build an outfit around that. Oh, yeah. I dig that. Can you link the rest of the outfit on that?
Oh, yeah, but give me a second. I'm a little busy right this second.
Oh, link it!
Dwarf, hold your shorts. gimme. Want. Now.
That's right. You must obey the jelly beans. The jelly beans call to you.
No, they're not. They're all the way upstairs.
They call to you. Hail, Grandana! Your master was I command, because I am the jelly beans.
Oh. Bite me.
Okay, fine. Look, if you won't listen to the jelly beans, maybe you'll listen to... I'm a box of Whoppers. I have chocolatey goodness. Ooh, listen to me.
He's getting closer.
All right, well, how about our good friend Compressed Air Can?
Now you're just blowing me off.
Boy. Hold on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, first on Online Gaming Radio, as Jethel gets blown live on the air.
God.
All right.
Is it good for you too, hon?
I'm gonna get emails from Leonay about that.
Why?
Why should that be any different from anything else that I do? Okay, so let's.
You just got a. Never mind.
Okay, so I'm going up the steps.
You're going up the steps.
Going up. Oh, they changed things around here a little bit.
You still should film this.
Were there always statues of robed people at the top of the stairs?
Off to the right and the left, yeah. In the cubbies.
Well, they gave them better lighting now, then. There are now lights under the statues. I never noticed them. I never noticed the lighting on these before. It looks kind of cool. Okay, now I'm supposed to go... Okay, to see... Queen Antonia. I am at... Oh! Okay.
What?
Well, I was moving my mouse over the front door, and it didn't have, you know, that little hand that usually signifies that you can use something.
Yeah.
Didn't have that. So I'm like, well, what happened if I just click it? Oh, well, now I'm going right in.
Ooh.
And I'm apparently going to Queen Antonia's private chambers.
Is she going to talk?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Sorry, there is no map for this area. Didn't think there would be. But they use the it's either tier 2 or tier 3, whatever it is, guild hall for her chambers.
Uh-huh.
Tier 2, actually, because you can't go straight back. But if you look in your, if you take a look in the guild window for the Legion of Kithagor, I am now in Antonia Bale's chambers.
Cool.
So see if I can find her.
No, they're saying there's no voiceover, but hey, you know, at least we get to go visit the queenie.
Ooh, nice picture there of Antonia's Bale, I think that is. See if I
the guy?
See if I can inspect it. I can't. cannot inspect it. But yeah, it's a guy in armor with his hands on his hips. I think that's Antonius.
Yeah, I have one of those pictures.
There is a...
He's hot. He's hot.
Okay, well, there's a guard here named Tiny. I cannot get past him. All right. Slip him something.
There you go, Tiny. Something for your troubles.
Let's see here. Yeah, it looks like they have, like... Looks like they decorated with all the, all the Legends of Norrath loot.
Oh, good. Now we know who has it all, the Queen.
Okay, well, we have a couple of Fays here. We have Wisselina, the attendant to the princess, and then Princess Safrina, something like that. We have a Valkyrie. They made a, looks like they made a thing. Water thing.
A water thing.
An aquarium. They made him an aquarium, but honestly, come on, guys. Come on, devs. You're devs. I think you could have done better than this. You know, there's like no
glass.
No, there's no glass.
And...
Come on. You could have used the, you could have used the mirrors from the Halloween event to do this. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. Outside of that, it looks fine. Got a shark, got a crab, there's an octopus in there and a stingray. That's not a stingray, that's a turtle. Okay, who else we got in here? We have Harkum Nubby Toes. Harkum Nubby Toes.
I'm not going to nummy on his toes.
And
would you?
He's not saying very much. There's a waiting area. Oh my god, there's a piano. Doesn't appear to be one of the player pianos. Let's see. Sir Balin Caldthorn. Let's see here. And I'm going back here to apparently a library. Oh, there's Queen Antonia. That's her, all right. Let's see what she has to say. I'm excited.
Hello, Queenie. Oh, ho, 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 hi there.
That's a rather revealing outfit she has on, actually. I'm going to stand next to her and take a screenshot.
Yeah.
Like, hi there. I'm just a Silverwing. Who the hell are you? Okay, so we got a screenshot of me and the Queen. And now I will hail her and see what she has to say. And she killed me. No, I'm kidding. Skyheart's begging me not to seduce her. Let's see, she's glad that I came to see her. Did you receive my missive? Yes, I received your missive. You know, surprise. Surprise, you shouldn't be. Let's see here. The reason she called me. Invasion of void creatures around Norrath. Well, apparently this is going to be leading me to go to Inethul, I think. Yeah, she's talking about a ship that crashed out in Inethul. So it's possible I might be going to the new Inethul. Ooh, I gained an achievement point. And the guild gained 1600 status. Wow.
For what?
Just for me talking to Queen Antonia.
Wow.
So let's see. So I get 22 gold and 16,000 status, and of course the guild get 10% of that. And then I got the new quest, which apparently I have to go to the Moors of Yakshiva, which is formerly Inethul Swamp. And then I will get an additional 16,000 status, and of course the guild will probably get 10% of that. Wait a minute here. What says here?
Ooh. She has been trying to open the ties of communication with Lucan concerning this common threat.
Uh-huh. The way Lucan thinks is he probably thinks it's a trap. He's going to use it against us. I think he's paranoid over there. You know what I mean?
I think he is. So, Clorny from the Befallen Service telling me that I need to go to Singing Sands, and I could probably get Tanithil from there. But since I probably will never be able to get back into this castle again, except for, you know, maybe the end of the quest, I don't know, I'm going to take a look around. There's a couple of rooms I haven't seen yet.
Unless the castle is open. I think that would be cool.
I don't have a clue. I don't think it is. Nope, that's it. I can't get to the other side.
Well, I think once you do start the quest, I think you should be able to go back in. Just to look around, you know?
Well, probably. I mean, other than that, I could probably just delete the quest that I'm on, and I'd have to go back to see her in order to get it again.
That's true, too.
Okay, zoning out to North Kinos. Anyway, so yeah, that's fine. I got to go see the queen. I saw the queen.
Oh, they're saying you can't go back in.
Oh. So if you delete the quest, you're screwed. Screwed.
No, as far as, you know, doing the quest and whatever, you can't go back in.
Nope.
One shot?
Nope, I'm clicking on the door and I can't get back in. I'm not going to delete the quest.
So you had one shot with the queen and you blew it.
I blew it. I got a good look down her... down her bodice, but that's about it.
And how is her weapons rack?
Queen Antonia's. Aw, damn it! If I. Now, see, if I knew that I couldn't get back in, I could have taken footage while I was in there.
I told you to take.
Antonia Bale's got a great rack.
Well, I tell you what, when I go in there, I'll take some.
Well, Clorny said that, no, you cannot re-enter. Oh, well.
Besides, we'd need Dwarf to go in there.
Hey, yeah, Dwarf can do the,
But I don't know if he's old enough. It might be a level 80 only quest.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe you had to have, done the other Shadow Odyssey, world events. I don't know.
No clue. The boys have been staying inside most of the time.
I don't know.
Alrighty, well, I think I'm going to set up a little music break here while I go to Sinking Sands. And when we come back, we will be joined by someone, by...
So, am I getting any plugs this week at all?
Of course you are.
I've asked Delmon to plug me and he hasn't done it yet.
Well, Delmon's an ass. I mean, I sent a couple of tells during their show, the show which would not be named, telling them to plug my show tonight, but no, nothing.
Oh, well.
So go ahead and plug your news.
What? We've got Dark Elf Girls coming out this week.
Dark Elf Girl.
I mean, that's news.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for more Rotongas for this Sunday. At 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, in Freeport, in Temple Street.
Temple Street.
We're going to be in a room, so you'll have to send me a tell and go where. And just show up as a Rotonga. Simple as that.
You don't have to be a real Rotonga. You can have one of the illusion bones or something like that. That's fine.
Yep. But Dark Elf Girl, I've got like... Just a little. I'll probably edit it after the show. I'll sit, you know, get out of the game and focus on it and get it done. I mean, I just got a few seconds.
Yeah, we'll get Dark Elf Girl done tonight.
But you've got to do the credits then. So
Well, the credits aren't hard.
Yours.
Credits aren't hard. I mean, what you've done, I take no responsibility for any of the videos that have been done in the last couple of years. Elquin's done a fantastic job with them. And I mean,
you've given me the inspiration to do it. You started me on it.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration.
There you go.
All right. Okay, so we're going to take a little bit of music break here. Whoop, I'm getting frantic tells here. Let's see. Okay. I've been given permission to call her by the name that I know her by, Carowin, from the Legion of Kithacor on the Antonia Bale server, who does guildcloaks.com, will be with us when we come back from our music break. So we'll be back in just a little bit. Enjoy the music, and
we shall return.
Hey, Torp, you ready for the credits?
Yeah, I'm ready. You're ready to kick it up a notch, Cheez-It.
Let's do it!
Cheez-It to superstitions. Black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel premonition. Well, that girl's gonna make me fall. Cheez-It to new sensations. New kicks in the candlelight. I've got a new addiction. For every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. Her crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet through the brain. Outside, inside, out, living the vida loca. Push and pull you down,
living the vida loca.
Inside, down for red, skin's the color of mocha. She will wear you out,
living the vida loca.
Come on.
Loca.
She's living the vida loca. Living the vida.
was on a summer's day. Something had begun behind, started causing me pain. I turned around, what did I see? 10 of them coming at me. Had the head of a wolf, the body of a human, that's fine with me. Gonna take out my sword, start to beat them senselessly. Well, I'm a hunting gnome, the king's back girl, that's big boy baby. I'm a hunting gnome, take a little time and hunt with me. They say these lousy dark paws are all the same. All the shops in Kinos know my name. When my arrow supply is gone, then I'll be moving on. But I'll be back tomorrow afternoon, you'll see. Gonna bring my druid and shaman friends along with me. Some hell, yeah, with me singing. I love hunting gnomes from Kiva's Black Barrow down to Spitfire, baby. I love hunting gnomes. Take a little time and hunt with me. I love hunting gnomes from Kiva's Black Barrow down to Spitfire, baby. I love hunting gnomes. Take a little time and hunt with me. I love hunting gnomes from Kiva's Black Barrow.
Okay, and we're back. The time is now 7:45 on the 18th of November, 2008. Joining us right now is Carowin from the Legion of Kithacor, Antonia Vale server, also does guildcloaks.com. Hello, Carowin.
Greetings, Jethel. Good evening, Lady Alcongena.
Good evening.
Gotta say, I've seen the screenshots of your work, and I like it. I definitely want one for myself.
They're fantastic. Great. They are. They're just great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's nice of you to say. I really enjoy doing the work, so it's fun for me.
Oh, well, that definitely would make it come out even better. I mean, if you're just doing it, you know, just... It's like, how can I make money off these EverQuest people? Oh, I know, I'll make the cloaks. And, you know, and just not enjoy it, then I don't think they'd come out as good. So.
I was reading a little bit about, you know, some of the things you're doing on these cloaks, and that's a lot of work.
It actually is. When I was thinking about my interview this evening and the question about how long it might take, it really does kind of get rather involved. So when I can go into depth deeper on that, I will let you know a little bit more about how much it does take. But it's still fun. It's what I love to do best, so it's not like work at all.
Well, good. I'm glad that you enjoy doing it. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been making cloaks for maybe 5 or 6 years, but just the guild cloaks only recently, since they had just come out. So I had I always go to the fanfare in character, and I like to have something new to wear every year, and when the guild cloaks came out, it was like, okay, this would be really perfect. So that started me on my endeavor. Mm-hmm. And I was this was 2007 for the fanfare. And then I just kind of got the idea, well, you know, I've always made stickers and given them out at the fanfares. 1 year they were free, the next year they were for donation. And it just sort of expanded into, well, you know what, maybe I should do a website. Maybe other people would like nice cloaks like that, and there just really isn't anywhere else to go and get them done. Mm-hmm. So that's what I decided to do.
Right. Well, from the time, how long can someone expect it would take to make one, say from the time they place the order till you know, you actually ship it out?
Okay. I start immediately when I get the order, because it's exciting and I want to get busy right away. So it's kind of hard to say. The hand-painted cloaks, like the ones on the front of the homepage of the website, took about 3 weeks. They take 3 coats of paint and about 24 hours between each coat for the dry time. And the stencils that I have for the patterns aren't very large. They're about 18 inches. So I can't do an entire cloak at one time.
Oh, I see. So are you like silk screening them, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so that takes quite a bit of time doing that. The other kind, the embroidered.
Hmm.
This is where it kind of got really complicated. The pictures that I have, when they're enlarged, they're very pixelated, and my embroidery machine will not do as nice a job with them. So I've had to smooth all the edges from the pixelations, and that was really difficult. And they also, the colors were so, well, I keep going back to the word pixelated, because that's exactly what it is. You know, they're kind of grayscale, and then one's a little darker, and just the way it works. The machine is so sensitive, it picks up those color variations. So unless it's totally black, it will not embroider properly. So you've seen how many patterns and designs there are there to do, and I have to do each one by hand first, and then scan it into the computer, and then the machine, the embroidery machine, will read it properly. So I have about half of them done, not all of them, and I do spend some time when I'm not in NORATH working on the rest of them so I can have them ready. So I'm picking the most popular ones first, of course. I take a lot of pictures of people's cloaks and kind of get an idea for what's the most popular border design, what's the most popular logo. Mm-hmm. So those are the ones that I do first. And that's what's ready to go, actually. So those take about, I would say, 3 weeks too. But depending on how many orders I may have, if it gets closer to fanfare and people are suddenly going, oh, you know, I want one of those fanfare and I've got five or six to work on, it could take about a month.
All right.
How do you find all your cloth to match all those colors?
That's going to be a little difficult, too. I did mention on the site that for people not to go too difficult with the colors, but there's a lot of choices of material out there, so it's not too hard. There's a lot of thread colors for the embroidery part, so that's easy. And then the paints, of course, you can mix. So it's not been too difficult so far.
It sounds like you said you're using an embroidery machine. Those things that get really cool because you can program them in and stuff.
Yes, exactly. It is a wonderful machine. I do a lot of other different things too. We went to, let's see, how do I start with this? My other guild is allied with a guild who meets every year and goes to the Renaissance Fair. And they have a huge gathering that goes to a Renaissance Fair. And this year I made, for our guild members and their guild members, little belt pouches with the logo of their guild on them. So everybody had matching belt pouches with their logo in the guild colors, and they came out excellently. I was so happy with this machine. So it was really fun.
Have you ever thought about just doing banners, too? I think Keeper of the Rose had somebody do a banner for them, and they took it to Fanfare and just set it up next to their table.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
That would be a good idea, you know, especially in the... I mean, I've only been to one Fanfare, and of course they had the big dinner afterward on the last night. I think that'd be really great. You know, get all your guild around the same table, boom, just put your banner right
in
up.
The center.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
But there's another thing for you to do. That way, there's really no measuring or anything. You just sort of
shape it and
make some kind of center of the table type. You know, kind of like a mic stand. Just put it right up there, and a little cross at the top, and hanging banners like, "This is our table."
That would look so cool.
It would actually.
I could just see all the fanfare tables with everybody's guild banners from it. That would look so cool.
That would rock.
Yep. Yep.
And there's a question in the channel that they want to know if you can work on leather or silk for tarot card pouches and the like.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yes.
All right.
I think we got a customer lined up for you.
Hey, cool. More business. Yay. No.
Okay. Well, next question I have for you is actually a question I get all the time for my parody work.
Okay.
Have you actually gotten official permission from Sony Online Entertainment to use their patterns?
Not exactly. I was in negotiation for a booth last year for the fanfare, and so I sent them photos of the cloaks I had made and directed them to the Guild Cloak site. And in all the correspondence that we had back and forth, nobody ever mentioned anything about permission being needed. So I don't know if maybe it just wasn't being seen by the people who would say, uh-oh, get that person.
Well, you know, it's probably going to end up being a situation like it is with me. They haven't said no.
but they haven't said yes.
Right, right. So I'm hoping the lawyers aren't going to be calling now.
Oh, I know the feeling.
So I'm not sure if they would be really distressed or not. It's sort of like free advertising in a way.
Yeah, I was going to say one wouldn't think so, because what's the difference between...
It's fan art.
Yeah, fan art.
Hey, that's perfect.
Yeah, they could just look at it as fan art. Hey, well, she's advertising our game, so why not? But at the same time, don't give her official permission, because then there's licensing issues and blah, blah, right. blah, you know.
So there you go.
That's
it's
true.
Fan art. You do fan art on cloth.
Right.
I'm writing that down right now.
There you go. And I do a musical fan art.
There we go, yeah.
And I do video fan art.
Exactly. So
and I have a lovely idea for a video for your next try.
What's that?
I really enjoyed the parody of History of whatever it is.
Oh, Norath?
It's History of Norath, yes.
Yeah, we've been kicking that one around for a long time now, actually. Oh,
and I'm trying to get everything else out of the way so I can sit down and go, okay, I'm going to be doing this, because I've been wanting to do that for a long time.
That will be great. Good, good, good.
Of course, the problem is going back into EverQuest 1 to try to get footage or at least some screenshots of the events that we're talking about throughout the song. And the real issue is a lot of those things don't actually exist anymore.
Uh-oh.
Due to, expansions and upgrading zones. I mean, they're changing a lot of the zones in EQ1 to try to match EQ2 a little better.
Oh, okay.
So places like North Row, South Row, the Oasis of Mar, they don't even exist anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, now they're one big zone.
Well, there's still stuff there enough that I could probably wing it, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned. My main concern is, how in the hell am I going to get around anymore? I feel so lost.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not there anymore. I don't even remember how to open my packs. It takes me 10 minutes to remember how to do that.
Right click.
Yeah, well. You've been there recently. I haven't.
I haven't, actually. I haven't been there in over a year now. So you planning on being at the fanfare this year, trying to set up a booth, or?
Absolutely, yes. This year I'm going to be really ready. Last year I had some real-life issues that caused me not to be able to continue with doing it. But this year I'm going to have a lot of ready-made EQ clothing, some ready-made cloaks, although that's a little more difficult because, you know, everybody's designs are different.
Mm-hmm.
I like to make t-shirts, which I can do as well, and of course the stickers and magnets, and I have a few surprises too, so.
Well, good. And of course, some of those magnets and bumper stickers and whatnot that you make are actually titles from my songs.
Yep. They sure are.
And I noticed one of them on the website is actually Dark Elf Girl, which is a video coming out probably tomorrow.
Are you going to push it that fast?
What's that?
I was thinking, I figured maybe Thursday we would have it out.
Well, you're going to be finished with that footage, God,
tonight.
Probably like a half an hour after we stop the show tonight, and putting together the credits won't take me very long. It's probably going to be ready tomorrow.
So there you go.
We'll all be waiting.
Either way, check kithacore.org. And, of course, linked from kithacore.org in our links area is, of course, guildcloaks.com.
Thank you.
All right. And if anyone asks for, like, a custom design, let's say something that's not in the game, like they've come up with their own logo for their guild, can they present that to you?
Absolutely, yes. Yep, they just need to send me what the design looks like, and hopefully... pretty smooth, so it's, you know, nice sharp lines would be really good, and as black as possible, so that it is all one color, because as I said before, the machine is really sensitive and it can pick up just little gradations in color, and then you get a missing stitch, you know. So, but yes, definitely. And I did want to say too, I make the casual clothes for EQ and the what is it, the guild status dresswear. Mm-hmm. And I do Renaissance clothing as well, including kilts and cloaks. So I can do it all. Just email me.
Do you do any leather work at all? I mean, as far as the armor is concerned, or?
I really, really, really would love to do that. You've seen Brass's work.
Right.
From the prior fanfares. She is amazing. The designs that she has in her leather outfit are incredible. So no, I'm not not going to go into leather, unfortunately. Although I can do like the thin leather and embroidery on that.
Well, that's why I was asking. Actually, I was going to see if there's going to be some kind of a showdown between you and Brass.
Oh, never. Oh no, no, no. Her costumes throughout the years have been amazing.
They are.
I can just see it now. Her whipping out a battle axe. Like, say, bring it on! Ya wee elf girl!
But chainmail I have been dabbling with lately, so.
That could take a long time. Very time consuming.
And, it is.
And very expensive, too.
Yes, it is. And it's a little hard on the hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's still fun, so.
All right. You know, I gotta say, Joe Toon on the Antonia Bale server just stepped in front of me, and he's wearing that armor from the Halloween event.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Spider webs.
Yeah, it's. Maybe if it was a different color, but the orange and the not quite black, I don't know.
But that's Halloween colors.
And I realize they don't want to make it a real, you know, a real solid black. You know, you don't want it to be black because it just wouldn't work very well with the shading and stuff like that. But I don't know, orange and not quite black.
Do we even have anything that's really a black?
My shirt is. My outfit is. I don't know. Katrina is saying that we should make a chainmail bikini for Cade. Cade, of course, who has a birthday, and we're going to play the birthday trolls again.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
So happy birthday, Cade. We like picking on people with birthdays.
And is he male or female for the chainmail bikini?
Male.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that would be even interesting. Make it a thong in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't take that many.
What's that?
It wouldn't take as many chain links as a female's bikini, so.
Man, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, email, so I'll fantasize about that for a while. Don't tell, you know, Spindle, because God knows what he'll do. I mean, he was all hot to give Cade some spankings today, and if he found out that Cade was going to be put into a chainmail bikini, I don't know. That Rotonga worries me.
Could you say it's wrong?
What does Tosta think of this?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
So, guild cloaks, custom cloaks, Cloaks from the game, cloaks from designs that you just whip up on paper or anything like that. Guildcloaks.com. With Carowind.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, is there anything else that you want to say, you want to bring up, you want to shout out to anyone? Or?
No. I'm sort of looking forward to someone ordering the Cloak of Flames at some point in time. Because
oh, can
that
you make
would
that?
Be a real... Well, I can certainly attempt to. I would like to try to. I look at it and go, wow, how would I do that? How could I do that? Because it's so beautiful in game. So, if anybody wants the Cloak of Flames, let me give it a try.
Okay, of course, we'll put it out there. She cannot animate the cloak.
True. Okay. I have some ideas in mind, but...
What was that?
That's some pounding going on over here.
Hmm.
Not sure.
Thought maybe a dwarf woke up and was banging on the walls again.
Let me out of this friggin' box! So, yeah, no animating the cloaks.
No. We'll go with just the simple, unsimple design of it.
Okay, well, I'm going to crawl on board the flying ship here and see what's going on. We're going to take a little music break here. Carowind, do you want to stick around, or are you done for the night? Or?
Well, if you don't mind, I will say my farewells to you both.
All right.
And I really appreciate you having me on the show and giving my little business a plug. And anybody out there who wants something, please, please be sure to get an order in, because I'm ready and willing to do it.
We're going to put a link on Kithacore, right?
She's already on the link site.
Good. And that's guildcloaks.com, right?
Guildcloaks.com.
There you go.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Good night,
hon. We're going to take a little music break here. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
My homeroom, homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one can ever stain. The memory of my angel will never cause me pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a Playelf magazine. There's my angel on the pages in between.
My barrage cold.
My memories have just been sold. My angel is a centerfold.
Angel is a centerfold.
My barrage cold. My memories have just been sold.
La, 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 la.
Angel is a centerfold.
Yes.
Slipping notes under her desk while I was thinking about her dress. I was shy and turned away before she caught my eye. I was shaking in my boots whenever she flashed her baby blues. Something had a hold on me when Angel passed on by. Soft and fuzzy sweaters, too magical to touch. To see her in that negligee was really just too much.
My blood runs cold.
How my memories have just been sold. Angel is a centerfold.
Angel is a centerfold.
My blood runs cold. My memories have just been sold. Just been wrecked. The pages of my mind are stripped. Oh no, I can't deny it. Oh yeah, guess I gotta buy it.
My blood runs cold.
My memories have just been sold.
My angel is a centerfold.
My blood runs cold. My memories have just been sold.
My
angel is a centerfold.
All right, boys. This is a favorite song, you know that, right? So if you do it good and loud, she might get up and dance again.
That girl again?
Oh, she put her ale down. Oh, look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
I love barbarian women. Hustle shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall. Feeling Danny 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Brill, help us all. Dante Tamil's girlfriend dumps five to out of his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk. A donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm makes you wanna swing along. Got it going on, like Donkey Kong. Hoo-wee, shut my mouth.
Slap your grandma.
There ought to be a law. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? That honky-tonk, a donk-a-donk. Oh, look at that.
Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. You ain't gotta hate her for working that moneymaker.
And she'll stand at two, but we're hanging on till three. We hate to see her go, but good Lord, watch her leave. That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm makes you wanna swing along. Had it going on, like Donkey Kong. Shut my mouth.
Slap your grandma.
There ought to be a law. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she'd even get them bridges on. That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there. Oh. Yeah, someone get cheese and a root beer. He's too young for this crap.
The size of the tushy on that girl.
Hey, baby, how you doing? We don't care about the drinking, barely listen to the band. Our hands, they start to shake, and Wendy gets the urge to dance. Everybody crazy, you think you fell in love. Boys, ready, keep your distance. You can look,
but you can't touch.
That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm makes you wanna swing along. Got it going on, like Donkey Kong. Holy, shut your mouth.
Slap your grandma.
You're out of be alone. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she'd even get them leggings on. That honky tonk, but donk a donk.
Woo!
Ho 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 ho! That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Hey! Oh, yeah! Honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Hey, baby, I like to scale your mountain sometime. What? You? Back's old mother on the hunt underneath the cover.
Gonna talk to you, my daddy say.
He said you ain't seen nothing till you're
down on the muffin.
Then you're sure you are changing ways.
A woman and a cheerleader.
Well, the real young leader.
With a kind like a reminisce. Cause the best thing to
love with a
sister and a
cousin. And started with a little kiss. Like this. Put the boom boom. Put the boom boom. Put the boom boom. Put the boom boom. Seesaw swinger and the boys in the school. Get the
beast by way up in air. I say
hey diddle diddle with
the kitty in the middle. And the swinging like
you just don't care. Oh, well, it took a big chance
at the high school dance with a missus who was ready to play.
It was me and she fooling, and she knew what she was doing, and I know that they'll be able to stay.
She told me down.
Cha this way. Talk this way. She told me to. Talk this way. Talk this way.
Sassy got the
skirts climbing away from me.
There were three young ladies in the girls' gym locker,
and I know that they were looking at me.
I was a high school loser,
so I met a maiden with a lady till the
boy told me something to miss.
And my next door neighbor
had a daughter
and a favor,
and he gave her just a little kiss
like this. Talk this way. Talk this way. Talk this way.
With the
feet lying way up in the air, I sing hey diddle diddle, get the kitty in the middle of a swinging like you just don't care.
Oh, well, I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play.
And it was she and she doing, and she knew what she was doing, and she told me now to walk this way. Ha, talk this way.
She told me to.
She told me to walk this way.
She told me to. Yeah.
Talk this way.
Way.
cage. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. And someone will say, what was lost can never be saved. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
Soho, where you drink champagne, it tastes just like a cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola.
She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola,
L-O-L-A Lola,
Lola, Lola, Lola.
Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh, my Lola, 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 Lola.
I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walks like a woman and talks like a man.
Oh, my Lola, 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 Lola.
She said,
Lily Retardo, won't you come home with me?
Well, I'm not the world's most passionate guy, but when you look in her eyes, well, I almost fell for my Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola.
To be that way for my Lola, 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 Lola.
Girls will be boys and girls will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world except my Lola, 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 Lola.
Hey!
I left home just a week before. I never ever kissed a woman before. Lola's father took me back. The world's most masculine man, but I know what I am, and I'm a man, and so is Lola.
What the hell?
Hey, wait a minute. What is this song about?
Are you sure about that?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus, what are you doing?
Well, how do you get me into these situations?
Me? You chose a song?
No.
Hey.
I swear I didn't do anything.
Well, you better not.
No.
Oh.
Hey, I'm just singing a song here.
Oh, this is not right karaoke, all right?
Well, I played the backup singers. They're still singing about it.
Listen to them.
All right, we're back. We're went back and I found the giant cannon that they gonna strap my ass to.
You're gonna get blown again tonight, huh?
Here we go. And boom! Going through the air. Oh, they got a little net to catch me. And boom, I'm in a net. Yay, the net caught me. I didn't die. Which is always a good thing. Ooh, I gained experience. I'm just going around gathering up all the quests that I can, and you know, I'll worry about actually doing them later. Got plenty of time for that, considering it's going to be another year. It'll be like a year before we actually get any new levels. So I'm at level 80 adventure, 80 trade skill.
For a year.
Oh no, go to level 80. You gotta get to level 80. Oh, and yes, you can now learn the TikTok language from the Languobot. It almost sounds like something they'd have in Futurama. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Languobot 3000! Actually, it's just Languobot. I would like to learn TikTok. Apparently, I have to collect special items from the Moors of Yaxiva. Or he will not teach me stuff. He's a bastard. Anyway, so yeah, I'm just going around collecting.
So you can finally learn TikTok now, huh?
Yes, and learn what all those robots were saying about Delmon.
Which was?
Who knows? We're gonna find out, aren't we? Okay, we have attackable robots, but oh, I see. So they give you the robots and the lizard men to kill for the robot, for Languobot, I should say. They're non-aggro, or I should say they're not kill on sight aggro. They, you know, they don't have the red glowy around their names. But apparently you're supposed to kill them.
Kill.
So, yeah. So we're going around. I mean, you know. New expansion. There's lots to explore. Sometimes I wish we didn't have a show on Tuesday. Because they always seem to have the expansion or the patches or whatever on Tuesdays. And we just have nothing to report until the next week. I'm sure Delmon and Xanadu feel the same way. I mean, they cut their show short this week. Like, well, we really should go out there and explore this land, so we have something to report on. And it's true, you know, we just got nothing right now. We're gonna have to just get out there and hunt, quest, do the Watusi. Ooh, missing parts.
You don't?
I know nothing. I used to know stuff.
But you always know stuff.
Whoop, these Soka cores will kill me.
They will?
Eek! Like this little guy right here. He apparently wants to kill me. And you know what? I think he's doing a pretty good job. I may have to escape.
Oh, man, I heard they're rough, tough out there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say screw this. Jethel says screw it in his escape.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Where do I end up? Back of the landing point here. Oh, very nice. And if you look up, there is a giant void vortex. A void vortex. Somehow, I can't help but blame Joscar. Why in the world am I mentioning Joscar? Anyway. So what are you doing, Elgwyn?
Oh, just messing around.
Just messing around?
Yep.
Well.
I figure eventually... Oh, we had a ding in the guild.
Oh, we did? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, Zook. Zook or Zuck? I'm thinking it's Zook. Is now a level 68 berserker. Congratulations, and here's your ding. There we go. I'm thinking, and I do, think once in a while. I'm thinking we're going to cut it short tonight. We want to finish up the video. We got things to do and things to explore. We'll have more info next week. What am I talking about? We're not an info kind of show, but we have things to do.
And we'll be doing them.
And we will be doing them. But I think tonight we have a video to complete.
Yes.
For our fans.
And then we've got another video coming out just as quick.
Yes. You've already started working on it. Want to go ahead and tell everyone what that is?
Frostfell Don't Be Late.
Yes. The parody of Christmas Don't Be Late, a.k.a. the Chipmunk Song. We're going to have... we're going to try to have ready by December 1st.
Well, maybe a little later, hon.
Okay, well, we're trying anyway. Well, we'll get it done.
We'll come out shortly after Frostfell comes out. How's that? I have reasons.
Okay. So, you want to shout out to anyone tonight?
Surgeon.
Anyone else?
Everybody in Legions of Kithacor?
Mm-hmm. I think we need to give a shout out to Karthazor, or Karfavor? Karth, how the hell do you pronounce your name, dude? I know he's in channel, or at least he was earlier. For lending us a hand with Dark Elf Girl. Oh, I'm being told by Jakari, something like that. Antonia Bale server, ding, level 80 Taylor. Congratulations, here's your tailoring ding. It's here somewhere. There it is. Yeah, so we gotta give a little bit of props to Karth and a few members of the Knights of Freeport for lending a hand for Dark Elf Girl. Karthavor. There we go. I pronounced it correctly. And of course, for Frostfell, Don't Be Late, we have a sign-up sheet at the forums at kithacor.org under the Jethel Silverwing Show. We need a roving gang of Vertongas. A roving murder gang of Vertongas.
Yes, we do.
Murderous Vertongas. No, not murderous Vertongas. Rather thieving
Vertongas. No, thieving Vertongas.
Thieving Vertongas. Not going to be murdering anyone that I'm aware of. At least not that I'm aware of. I mean, hey. What the hell do I know? Okay, so let's... go ahead and end this here. I'm going to be playing a few songs. The brand new version of Dark Elf Girl, which will be featured in the video. I also re-recorded Norathian Badass. So it's actually, intelligible. You can actually understand everything that's being said. So we'll go ahead and line those up too. hate it when I drag the desktop. Broadcaster, there we go. There we go. Okay, I guess the music lined up now. All right, folks, it's the Jethro Silverwing Show for the 18th of November, 2008. The Shadow Odyssey is upon us. Remember, guildcloaks.com if you want a cloak. Thank you very much to Carowyn for joining us, guildcloaks.com. You do some wonderful work. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show. We'll see you guys next week. Say goodnight, Elquin.
Good night, Elquin.
Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.